Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Ereš intervjuju na Radio Študent, kjer danes gostimo ameriško zasedbo Dub Trio. Prihajajo iz New Yorka, v Ljubljani pa bodo nocoj nastopili že tretjič. Gre za precej znano ime, ki je širšo prepoznavnost doseglo z gostovanjem na plošči Peeping Tom, Mike Pattona. Z njim je Dub Trio posnel skladbo Not Alone, ki velja za pravi alter hit, bil pa je tudi njegova spremljevalna zasedba na turneji. Ko se člani Stu Brooks, Joe Tomino in Dave Holmes ne ukvarjajo z Dub Triom, so predvsem studijski glasbeniki. Snemali so plošče za zelo znane izvajalce, kot so 50 Cent, Tupac Shakur, Lloyd Banks in Macy Gray. Na koncertnih odrih pa je recimo bobnar Joe Tomino spremljal zasedbo The Fugees, lansko leto pa so vsi trije spremljali reggae izvajalca Matišjahua. Dub Trio je lansko leto izdal četrto ploščo in jo poimenoval preprosto Štiri in nocoj jo predstavi na koncertu v Gala Hali na Metelkovi. Z mano pa je basist Stu Brooks. Hello, Stu.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What about you?
Good, thanks.
Tired? Long driving from Switzerland?
It's a long road today, yeah.
10 hours and more, probably.
Around, yeah.
How was the concert yesterday in Sursee?
It was good, yeah. Good turnout.
Enthusiast. Big place?
No. I mean, 300 capacity, 400.
Is this the normal place?
It's about average, yeah.
Average.
For Europe, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
But do you also prefer to play in bigger places?
I think I like all different. I mean, it's different every time, you know. The smaller place is a little more intimate, which is a little more rock and roll, you know.
Today will be your third concert in Ljubljana in 4 years, and I suppose you're going to play mostly your latest record, 4. But last time when you played here, you already introduced some of new songs, but you didn't have the record released yet. How is it that you went on tour without album released? That was in 2010.
Right, yeah, I guess we were still touring on Another Sound is Dying. But over the course of those years after that record, we were writing new music for the following record. And I find if we play the songs live a bunch, you know, they kind of morph into their own, you know, they become better over time, you know. Mm-hmm. And still now that we've recorded and released the record, they still change and You know, we play differently every day, pretty much, and it gradually changes.
Mm-hmm. With whole arrangements or just some parts in single song?
Yeah, I think both. You know, and you play the stuff, you keep repeating it, you get better at it too, mm-hmm. and you figure out what's best for the song.
All three of you are well-known studio musicians, and you're recording for well-known names. I suppose you're very busy with that. Is this also the reason that your new record came out three years after Another Sound Is Dying?
Yeah, kind of. In 2009, early 2009, we started working with Modest Yahoo, the reggae artist, as his backing band live. Mm-hmm. So every year we've been touring about 6 months with him, at least. So when we recorded four, we had like 2 weeks to rehearse, 2 weeks to prepare and do
only
pre-production, and then do the recording and then back on the road.
That's not a lot. 2 weeks.
Right, so between the schedule with Modest and Modest Yahoo and Dub Trio, we're on tour about 9 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're home, try to just chill.
Home with families.
Yeah.
As you're constantly playing with other artists, how Dub Trio actually find time for composing new songs? Where is the band's residence?
Well, we're all based in Brooklyn. But like I said, I mean, so busy on tour. A lot of the time we're writing the music on the road.
Mm-hmm. And sound checks, then?
Yeah, sometimes sound checks or in the hotel or something. But on occasion we'll book some studio time and do like really focused kind of writing sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If I compare your first album and the new one, I can say Dub Trio has changed a lot. Both sides, compositions and sound. Your sound became more and more powerful with every new record. You played a mix sort of dub, reggae and groove metal at the beginning, but now your definition is more like noise rock, groovy noise rock with very little of dub elements. What can you say about my comparison?
I agree with most of that, but I think conceptually we believe that there's dub elements throughout the whole thing. The one common denominator of all the music that we play is that the dub concept is there. We just apply it to different styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like traditional dub sounds applied to metal or noise or stoner or doom or electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be applied to reggae only, you know. And so I think, again, dub is the common denominator, mm-hmm. but applied to different styles, mm-hmm. different genres.
Now we're gonna listen one more song from newest record. It's called Patient Zero.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
članom benda Dub Trio, Stu Brooks, basist sicer. I suppose your first idea wasn't to play dub and reggae forever. When and how came that moment when you involved metal and hardcore in your music?
Yeah, there was one moment that I remember where it actually happened. First, I'd like to say that we've been a rhythm section for years, like since 2000. And in 2004, we started doing Dub Trio mm-hmm. on the side, like a side project. Mm-hmm. And the first record was sort of reggae and dub. And then when we were preparing for the second record, we took a dub bass line and we were like, why don't we try just playing it like stadium rock, mm-hmm. you know? And kind of in jest, like sarcastically. Mm-hmm. And we liked it, you know? And so that was the moment. I remember it clearly. Mm-hmm.
And then came a famous record, New Heavy. Do you agree if I say that New Heavy was your breakthrough record? How do you look on that album now?
Yeah, that was the record that we first added like the punk kind of rock element to the reggae stuff. Also, when we decided to search out a vocalist for one track, mm-hmm. and so we got Mike Patton to do one song.
You already had a song, Not Alone. You just need a vocal?
That's right. Yeah, we had Not Alone as an instrumental, and we mm-hmm. were going to put it out the way it was.
This is actually your song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so once he agreed to collaborating, we sent him the instrumental to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and he recorded it and sent it back, and we mixed it. And I think that might have helped a little with publicity too, mm-hmm. you know. But it really kind of solidified us as a band that is more on the international scene. Mm-hmm.
And you also went on tour with Peeping Tom as a band with Peeping Tom, and you also play a supporting act.
That's true.
I saw you in Italy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You played, I don't know, very short set, 30 minutes maybe.
Right. That's true. Yeah, after that record, like he recorded Not Alone, we sent the tracks via email, you know, and wasn't until a few months later that we actually met him and did a show supporting him and Roselle. And that's when we met. He came on stage and performed the song with us, mm-hmm. and then sometime after that decided to do the Peeping Tom mm-hmm. tours.
So you flew back to San Francisco to rehearse?
He came to New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did
it's probably easier.
We did one rehearsal and then like a TV show, and mm-hmm. then the first gig was a TV show in the US, and then did a Europe tour and did a couple of years doing that.
Mm-hmm. You're professionals. You probably needed 1 week to prepare whole Peeping Tom record. And
it was a couple days. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were already a professional musician before you started Dub Trio.
Yeah. Each of us studied music in college and mm-hmm. moved to New York around year 2000, and we're pursuing music as a career. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No day jobs.
That's great.
It's not bad.
I already talked about noise rock, and did New York's noise rock scene have a big influence on your music? Or the whole American noise rock scene from Chicago, New York, and
I don't know.
West Coast.
Not too much. I personally was more influenced by electronic music, like artists like Square Pusher, or like a lot of the Warp Records artists. Mm-hmm. But then there was like some noise rock kind of jazz kind of scene that was very influential, like Wayne Krantz or the bass player Tim LaFave, who plays with him, and experimental music.
Different.
Yeah.
Styles. Last year, Dub Trio toured with Matishiahu.
Yeah.
The reggae.
Yeah, that's been artist. 3 years now.
3 years?
Yeah. This is our fourth year now.
Okay. Sorry, wrong information. And you were his supporting band, his band actually.
Right. Yeah, we're his backing band, and when we get back from this tour, we continue touring with him.
How did collaboration happen?
Well, let me think.
Did he found Dub Trio or?
Yeah, he was in Brooklyn at the same time we were, and. When he was recording some of his records, he hired us to do session work. And we always talked about doing like a full collaboration, like being his band and stuff, but it took a little while to get scheduling and everything worked out properly. And just eventually we were like, okay, let's do it. So that was in 2009.
Maybe I mixed that information with the Joe, your drummer, play with the Fugees last year.
No, that was in 2006, I believe. He did the Fugees reunion tour.
Just he, no, you and Dave.
Yeah, that's true. I did do some stuff with them, but I didn't do the tour. I needed to get some immigration issues sorted out.
I read in an interview that Dub Trio actually don't play in New York. What is the main reason for this situation? Not to play, you have really rare gigs in New York.
Just because we're on tour a lot, just out of town. We're here, but or we're out with Modest. But this spring we played a few times in New York. Yeah, we made a point of doing some hometown shows.
This was the main reason, or just New York scene has changed with this?
No, yeah, it's just because we're away. We're away. But when we first started, we used to play in New York a few times a week. Like, we were hustling, playing everywhere.
Do you already have any new songs for today, or just
songs that isn't on the new record? Like,
no, for the next record? Brand new.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we'll play some old stuff too. We try to make like a nice like 90 minute
90
to
minute.
2 hours of music. So
okay.
We take some oldies and some newbies.
Are you going to play Illegal Dub?
No.
No. When I first heard these songs, it really reminds me on that Boston hardcore scene, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard for the band Jerry's Kids? Or Gangrene? Very similar guitar sounds.
Okay.
It's very different than other sounds on that record. I think it's very dirty and...
Right. Especially the first 35 seconds of it.
Yeah. Raw.
Very raw.
Very raw.
It's funny, our co-producer, he's from Boston area.
Ah, that's probably
Joel. Joel Hamilton.
Okay, Stu, that's will be enough before gigs.
Cool. Yeah, I gotta get the sound check.
Yes, you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for visit this radio student.
Thank you so much for having us. Me. Us.
I wish you a good concert.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Poslušali ste pogovor s članom benda Dub Trio, to je bil basist Stu Brooks. Dub Trio nocoj nastopijo v Gali Hali na Metelkovi. Koncert ni razprodan, tako da so vstopnico še na voljo. Vrata kluba se bodo odprla ob 8. Dub Trio pa bo brez predskupine nastopil točno ob 21. Intervju se vodil Gašper Prus, za konec pa še na skladba Dub Trio.
Intervju Radia Študent.